It may still be balmy out, but fall is truly here, and with it comes a new lineup of theater performances. This autumn, The Bard is on Broadway with several new Shakespeare performances. Some big-name stars are making an appearance as well, including two known for their recent appearances as rival superheroes in the X-Men movies. And there are new musicals about wild rock and jazz stars. Barbara Chai is a reporter and editor for The Wall Street Journal's Speakeasy blog, who covers theater, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, there's a lot of Shakespeare this season. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a good thing. It's not very different from most seasons when you do have a lot of revivals. But what's interesting is this season there will be two Shakespeare plays performed in repertory by Mark Rylance, a great stage actor. And those are Richard III and Twelfth Night, and it's a transfer from London's Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. So I think that'll be interesting. And right now there's Romeo and Juliet with Condoleezza Rashad and Orlando Bloom. So a bit of star power there too.
Right. The Mark Rylance performances, those are all male ensembles, right? What do you expect from these stagings?
I think it'll be fascinating to see. It got rave reviews in London, and Stephen Fry is also making his New York stage debut, and he's just fascinating and humorous to watch. So with the two together, it should be a powerful combination.
So you mentioned Romeo and Juliet opening recently, starring Orlando Bloom and Condoleezza Rashad as the lovers from the feuding families. How are audiences receiving that production?
It's been getting some mixed reviews, to be honest. It's a pretty bold production,
Bold in what way?
In some ways, it reminded me of Baz Luhrmann's film, Romeo and Juliet, with Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes. There's some elements of this young kind of rock star attitude with Orlando Bloom making his entrance on a motorcycle. And so, you know, it's a little bit controversial. Some people will take to it and others won't. Interestingly, off-Broadway at the moment, there's another production of Romeo and Juliet starring Elizabeth Olsen as Juliet. That's also actually getting some pretty good reviews and has just been extended. And amid all this, there's obviously some Romeo and Juliet fever because there's a film coming out soon as well with the Julian Fellowes adaptation.
Just so, can't get enough of it.
Just can't get enough.
Two plays soon on stage will be starring Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart. No Man's Land and Waiting for Godot begin on an alternating schedule at the Court Theater at the end of this month. These are both actors quite well known for other characters they've played. What are you hearing about these performances?
Well, this is actually one of the plays, Waiting for Godot, is a transfer from 2009 in London, although two of the four actors are new. But it's directed by Sean Mathias as well, stars McKellen and Stewart. And at the time in London, you can imagine it did very well. It was very popular. No Man's Land, they're transferring it from Berkeley recently, where the two actors, along with Billy Crudup and Shuler Hensley, performed that. That did very well in Berkeley. So what will be fascinating is to watch the two in repertory. As you just said, I mean, you know, Magneto and Xavier on the stage together.
Maybe they can lure Hugh Jackman in on one of the couple, you know,
exactly.
Maybe on a side role or something.
Michael Fassbender. Yeah. Well, it's funny because Zachary Quinto, who is Spock in the new Star Trek, is currently on Broadway in The Glass Menagerie, and Patrick Stewart,
right, of course,
as well. So we just need a couple more, and we've got the Starship Enterprise.
That's great. Yeah, and, you know, there are two musicals about huge women in music, one about Janis Joplin and another about Billie Holiday. A recent music biopic, Fela, about Nigerian bandleader Fela Kuti, did very well. Do you expect these shows on Broadway, on stage, to be popular as well?
It seems to be a new trend, the concert show. There were some Beatles shows as well on Broadway. I do think they'll do well, especially with fans of these musicians. There's also a musical coming out called After Midnight. Wynton Marsalis is one of the collaborators, and that's supposed to celebrate the jazz of the Cotton Club. And of course, you know, Motown, the musical, celebrates Motown music. Certainly, these bring in fans of the music genre. Whether they stand on their own critically remains to be seen.
I have to say, I saw the commercial for the Janis Joplin musical during Saturday Night Live the other night, and for a second there, I couldn't tell if it was for real or if it was if it was a spoof of part of the show, because I think they had somebody on SNL who used to do a Janis Joplin takeoff, and I had to like rewind it. It was like, was that real or was that like one of those fake commercials? So we'll see how that goes. You've said that Tennessee Williams, The Glass Menagerie, is the best thing currently on stage. Why do you think that?
It's just a fantastic revival. John Tiffany's the director, and he's interpreted Tennessee Williams' stage directions in a very abstract way. It's a beautiful, minimalist stage. The actors are all very strong. It's a beautiful quartet of Cherry Jones and Zachary Quinto, Celia Keenan-Bolger, and Brian Smith. This is definitely, so far, the best production of the season. And Tennessee Williams, though he's often revived on Broadway. We had Cat on a Hot Tin Roof last season, also off-Broadway, Streetcar Named Desire, starring Kate Blanchett. And in fact, a run of the two-character play, one of his rare plays, just ended off-Broadway. But The Glass Menagerie has actually not been revived in a number of years, so I would say this is certainly the hot ticket to get right now.
Barbara Chai covers theater for the Wall Street Journal's Speakeasy blog. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.